bottom of the Chesam al says, So what's the case of Kitcha B'mashkin? So it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says Kitcha B'mashkin means is Kitcha B'choiv Sheyesh Loi Olav. Mashkin Da'acherim, Shoye B'yod, this is Rashi, Kitcha B'choiv Sheyesh Loi Olav. This is very interesting Rashi. The Gemara says Kitcha B'mashkin. And Rashi says Yimekadosh with the Choiv. It's taka very interesting. If you look in Toys Riyaz Zokin, Toys Riyaz says now like that. So he says, V'kitcha B'oisoi S'chus Sheyesh Loi Al HaMashkin. By Mashkin Da'acherim, it says the Kitcha B'oisoi S'chus Sheyesh Loi Al HaMashkin. Sounds like Toys Riyaz Zokin is learning a Kitcha B'mashkin, main Kitcha B'mashkin Mamish. So he reminds me of Pshat and Rashi is, the Rashi is going up Pishitas. Rab Chaim Brisker is Masbir in Rashi. We'll see Rashi later on. That says a vort in der mashkin licked their choiv. What does that mean? That means that the choiv is in the mashkin. Kitcha b'mashkin means you're mekadosh with the choiv in the mashkin. That's the way Rashi learns. Toz Riyaz Zokin saying mekadosh b'mashkin mamish, because it could be argues on this. You sort of in the mashkin licked their choiv. The ma'aseh comes up in the next shlav of the sugya, because what does it mean a bal choiv koina mashkin? Toz brings Kuntris, Bishar Duchti, Kuntris in other places that learns that it means Les Chayiv Boinsim. That means that the Baal Choiv is Chayiv in Oinsim. That if he takes a mashkin, and something happens to the mashkin, it's chayiv and oitzim. Tosfos says, why are you chayiv and oitzim? There's two kashas of the Rishonim. One kasha is that I don't understand why you should be chayiv and oitzim. It's only a shoyl is chayiv and oitzim, it's kolon ashaloi. Over here, it's not kolon ashaloi. I'm lending you the money. So I'm just taking this as a mashkin. It's not kolon ashaloi, first of all. Second of all, the Gemara seems to say otherwise. The Gemara seems to say that it's a machloikas if he has a din of a shomer socher or a din of a shomer chinam. But no one says that he's chayiv and oitzim. That's Tosis' Shita. So now, Lemaisa, Tosis understands that he only has a din of a Shomer Socher. Balchov Koina Mashkin has a din of a Shomer Socher. Rashi says a Chayiv and Oitzim. The Shach says that Avada the Gemara is Mashm like Rashi. Balchov Koina Mashkin. What does Koina Mashkin mean? Sounds like you got it entirety. In its entirety, according to Tosis, what does it mean? Balchov Koina Mashkin. What does that mean, Bechla? So we said, according to Tosfos, we didn't say the Pnei Yeshua says that it doesn't mean it's koinet in Gansen. It means it's koinet litstodim. It's koinet lechatzoin. It's koinet leguvaina, which means if I'm going to end up being goyve from this mashkin, so then I'm koinet the mashkin now. So it's like a chetzi kinyan. It's like I'm koinet in order to be able to be goyve from the mashkin, but not that I own the entire mashkin. I'm going to be temporarily if the mashkin gets lost. So did I use this mashkin to be goyve if the mashkin gets lost? No, it wasn't goyve. I lost the mashkin, so then I have it in either a shomer socher or a shomer chinam, whatever it is. What does it mean b'chov koina mashkin? Means that I have it now. That if I end up using this as the gviya, that's the way Tosfos learns. But Rashi learns not like that. We said pshat Rashi is b'chov koina mashkin means that you coin it. What does it mean? You have in the mashkin the mois in their mashkin lick their choiv. So what does it mean? Is chayv and oinsim? So we said it doesn't mean it's chayv and oinsim like it didn't shoyal. It's not me didn't shoyal. It's just that if I lost the mashkin, then what did I lose? I lost the choiv. Avad amashkin, avad ma'isav. Is the pshat that the choiv is in the mashkin. If I don't have the mashkin anymore, then I don't have the choiv. It's not that I lost that it's like chayiv midin chiyuv ointzim like a shoyel. It's just pashit. You lost your choiv. You know, there's no choiv anymore. He doesn't owe you the money anymore. The choiv was in the mashkin, and now the mashkin's gone. That's the pshat according to Rashi. What's left to answer is Tosfos brings a raya. The Gemara seems to say machlokes if he has the din of shomer socher or shomer chinam. No one says he's chayv and oinsim. So what's the negev if he's a shomer socher or shomer chinam on the chayv according to Rashi? Rashi says that you lose it even ba'ines. So then you lost it. So what does the Gemara mean to say that the baal chayv has a din shomer socher or shomer chinam on the chayv? That's the question. So perhaps we could. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky says as follows. He says, we understand there's a concept called Balchov Koina Mashkin. Now sometimes, Meferan, we find cases that the Mashkin is actually worth more than the Choiv itself. Could be such a thing. Could be took a mashkin. As a matter of fact, nowadays they almost always have mashkins that are worth more because it's a better guarantee. The Gemara in Bamatzia speaks about what happens if the mashkin is worth more than the Choiv itself. So do you say Baal Choiv Koina Mashkin also on the more? Or is Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin only on up to the value of the Chayf? That's the question. So L'Chayra, we could say as follows. If you hold like Tosfos that the whole Kinyan we're speaking about is a Kinyan Alatzad, you're going to be Goyve. So I don't know which part of the Mashkin I'm going to be Goyve. It could be Mashkin Goyve, this part of the Mashkin, that part of the Mashkin, this part of the Mashkin. I have a whole Kinyan in the entire Mashkin for the eventual Gviya, because I'll be Goyve from any part of the Mashkin. So therefore, L'Chayra is kind of the entire Mashkin Alatzad that he's going to be Goyve. It's not necessarily he's going to be Goyve. Can't be Goyve the whole Mashkin, but he could be Goyve any part of this Mashkin. Maybe Tosfos would hold Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin on the whole thing. Mashenken, according to Rashi, Rashi says the whole word of Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin is in their Mashkin, licked their Choyf. So if the Choyf is $100, so how much of the Mashkin does he have that belongs now to the Malveh? $100. I put the choiv in the mashkin. I have $100 in the mashkin. I can't have more than $100 in the mashkin because the whole choiv is only $100. So I have in the mashkin the choiv. That's $100 worth. But what's more than the $100 of the mashkin? That avada he doesn't have. Memelo, what happens if a person takes a mashkin? The mashkin is worth $200. The choiv is only worth $100. Now he loses the mashkin. So on the $100 of the choiv, what would I say for sure? He loses. Why? Because he lost his choiv. But now does he have to cough up money and pay back to the person that he took the mashkin from? Because, Lamaisa, I lost your $100. My $100 choiv, okay, that I lost. But I also lost more than that. So now maybe the mashkin, the malva is actually going to have to pay now because he lost money. Says the Yaakov Maisha, that's the Gemara speaks about when it says, this is Evdin Roshom HaSachar HaShem Mechinam. It means on the money that is over and above the value of the mashkin. Over there we have a shayla, what the din of the malva is. And he brings from the shach. The Shach Taka says that the din of Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin is only up to the value of the Chuv, nothing more than that. Okay. The Shaar HaMelech, Grada Claire, is an interesting Chakira. Claire's the Shaar HaMelech. What happens if a person has a Mashkin and the Mashkin is an Esrik? Can he shake Lulav with the Esrik?
Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin.
So Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin, is that enough, Shaloi, that now you could shake Lulav? Is it enough? Is you have enough Shaloi now that you could shake Lulav? So he clears this shayla. I think it's a very interesting shayla. I think it depends very much on how you understand what does shaloi mean. According to Rashi, so you own the shavius of the esrog, but you don't own the tzura of the esrog. So I'm not sure if that's called, if you need the shaloi to be on the tzura of the esrog. What? Oh, so it could be you're not allowed to use it. So that's what I was looking. The only one that's hacking is a malva allowed to use a mashkin.
That's
but here it's from it. So maybe you got rishus, or it could be a case. We got rishus. I said use the mashkin. Gegas and day. What? Oh, so yeah. What?
It's be ribbis, no? He's going to be nana from the mashkin.
Mitzvah slav lahanes nitno. It's not ribbis. Mitzvah slav lahanes nitno. It's not called ribbis. The chayra. Chayra, chayra. I'm positive, but al kopana. That's the Shaar HaMelech's kasha. Is that considered shaloi or not considered shaloi? It might be ribbis. That's not ketutza. It's not ribbis. There rabbanon. It'd still be able to do it to the mitzvah. I don't know exactly. We have to work out the hechatimtza. But whatever the hechatimtza is, he's using the asterisk. Maybe you don't need rishus because it's a mitzvah. For mitzvah, you don't need rishus. Maybe he got rishus. You understand, Shimmy? We'll avoid that problem of being shaleach yad b'pikad. Somehow you avoid the problem. Is that called shaloi or not? That might depend on how you understand Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin. I'll call upon him as follows. Our Gemara is suggesting that the case of Kitcha B'Mashkin Mekudeshes is talking about, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that holds Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks the following question. Says Tosfos, the Gemara I think it's in Baba Metzia. It might be other places. Yeah, Baba Metzia. The Gemara says that the whole din of Baal Chuv Kohen HaMashkin is only when it's Shaloi B'Shas Halva Asai. It's only when the Mashkin comes later. But if the Mashkin is B'Shas Halva Asai, even Rabbi Yitzchak holds Baal Chuv is not Kohen HaMashkin. In fact, this is a question. So why are we bringing Rabbi Yitzchak over here? In other words, as follows. If when I take the money, I take the mashkin, so it's clear what's the purpose of the mashkin. If when I lend the money, I take the mashkin, I'm using the mashkin just as protection. The Rabbi Yitzchak holds Bachov is not going to mashkin. But when I take them, when I lent the money without a mashkin, later I ask him for a mashkin, then Rabbi Yitzchak holds the Balchov is kind of mashkin, because the mashkin is like, it's leguvaina, it's for payment. So then we say Balchov kind of mashkin. So asks Toysa, so what are you bringing this over here, Balchov kind of mashkin for? What? Only when it's leguvaina. So that's what Toysa asks. So why over here we bring Balchov kind of mashkin? So the Rishonim have different ways of kind of deflecting this question. One way is the Malach of the Ramban and the Rajbas. They say that Gemara didn't really mean at Lamaskana that it's only Shlomo B'Shasalvas. The Gemara was just saying a Dechuya Ba'alma. It's Derech Dechiya. Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak only meant Shlomo B'Shasalvas. But Lamaskana, Avada, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying even B'Shasalvas. Okay. Got one? Even B'Shasalvas is the din is that it's the Guvaino. And it doesn't make a difference. The Shasava Shalom B'Shasava. The Gemara was just saying a Dechiyah Ba'alma. That's what the Ramban says. Tzvi Hazaken seems to say over here differently. Tzvi Hazaken says that the pshat is that our Gemara will have to zetzayin in a case with Tomat Shalom B'Shasava. Ein Achanami. Our Gemara Shalom B'Shasava. The Gemara is coming to say Kidur Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara meant to say it's Mashkin D'Acherim Kidur Rabbi Yitzchak, and it's talking about Shalom B'Shasava. It could be Mekid Shabbat Mashkin when it's talking about Shalom B'Shasava. We'll have to zetzayin that Okimta. Tosfos, however, comes with a whole different mahalach. Tosfos mahalach over here is a pella. Says Tosfos, Hey, Nachanami Rabbi Yitzchak's Balchov Koina Mashkin was only talking about Shalom B'Shasava. But from the fact that Shalom B'Shasalva is a din B'Halchov Koina Mashkin, it must be B'Shasalva also, it must be that Olim Shibudei Lachshoiv Momen Lakadish Baya Isha. If Shalom B'Shasalva it's Koina Mashkin, then B'Shasalva it must be also Olim Shibudei. That's what Tosfos says. The Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Lamed Zayin says, L'choyra Ein Elo Ela Divrei Nevias Kehilchasa Beloi Taima. What in the world is Tosfos talking about?
Who says that?
The Pnei Yeshua and Gittin Lamed Zayin. Ein Elo Ela Divrei Nevias Ukehilchasa Beloi Taima. Deman Poliglon. Kiman de B'Shas Alvasa Loi Shaychad Bid Rav Yitzchak. Im kein minola de koine b'shum inyin. Fin shmit de b'chamesh b'ez, like, well, what shaychas? If Balchov koine mashkin is only by Shalom b'shas alva, but he didn't speak, so why does that automatically mean? It's olam shibude. Azoy frek the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he says, pshat is, so the Pnei Yeshua says also, but I'd like to just bring the Yonas Elam over. Yonas Elam is saying as follows. What? What shaychus?
The
pasuk
to
here? No, the pasuk is talking about Shalom B'Shas Alva. Mashkin is only by Shalom B'Shas Alva. Comes Tosfos and says, even though Rabbi Yitzchak is only talking about Shalom B'Shas Alva, Shalom B'Shas Alva was saying Koine Mashkin. B'Shas Alva, you're not Koine Mashkin, it's Olim Shibudei. Makes the Shibud stronger. What does that mean? Where did he get that from? What's he coming from? B'chlal. Says the Yonas Elam, perhaps, Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. He says that there's two different ways at looking at the yachas that a person has with a mashkin. Either the yachas he can have with a mashkin is mikoyach, he has a kinyan in the mashkin, or the yachas he has in the mashkin is just that he's using the mashkin as a wedge. Using the mashkin as a it's like a blackmail that I could hold on to the mashkin until you pay me, and then I have to give it back to you. So if once we see, says the Yonas Elam, that there's something called Balchov Koine Mashkin, which means that he has a kinyan, a real kinyan in the mashkin, and that Itaka has the kinyan in the mashkin. So then even when it's Shaloi, even when it's B'Shas Alva, that it's only a Shibud on the mashkin, says the Yonas Elam, that's also a kinyan Shibud in the mashkin. He says it's not just that it's like midin orev that I could use the mashkin to exact the payment. Rather, I have a kinyan shimbud in the mashkin.
What's that supposed to mean? What's the difference between a regular kinyan and a kinyan sheep?
Oh, so he's saying that when you say Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin, then it's a full kinyan in the Mashkin. But when you say Baal Choyv, it's not Koina Mashkin. You don't have a kinyan, you just have a kinyan sheephood. So there's also a form of kinyan. So it's mimicking the kinyan that we have. Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin is a pshat. I have a complete kinyan in the Mashkin. That's when it's done luguvaina. When I'm doing it luguvaina, so then I'm saying that I have a full kinyan. A kinyan, well, not a full kinyan, it's a kinyan l'shibud, but it's a kinyan in the mashkin. It's a kinyan luguvaina. But over here, I have a shibud. It's not just, no, it's my right to hold on to the mashkin. It's not just because the mashkin is considered as responsible also for this choif, but rather I have a kinyan in the mashkin as if the mashkin is directly responsible to me. Nafkamina perhaps would be as follows. Says that Yonis is perhaps nafkamina is as follows. When I take a mashkin regularly, if it was just midin arev, so then the mashkin itself is not really responsible for the choif, and until I finish with the original loive, so then I can't take the money from the mashkin. I have to, anytime you have an arev, you always have to go through a process of making sure that the original malve didn't pay up the choif. But if what I have in the mashkin is a kinyan luguvaina, so now I can go directly to the mashkin. I don't have to go back to the loive and say, you didn't pay me, you have to pay me, and wait until the loive finish pays. I go directly to the loive, to the mashkin, because I have a kinyan in the mashkin. So what the Yonis Elam is saying is, according to Tosfos, Azoivi, you can have a kinyan in the mashkin shelo b'shasava leguvaina, which means it's a complete kinyan. That now you're coin it for the gvia. You can have a kinyan for a shibud. So that's what the Gemara means. That's perhaps what Tosfos means when he says that you learn from from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak says Bachov Koina Mashkin, can learn from there also there's a kinyan for a shibud. Now all this Rabbi says is only according to Tois L'shitase. The Tois holds the whole Bachov Koina Mashkin is only a kinyan l'guvayna. Rashi has a whole different mahalach and what Bachov Koina Mashkin means. Our mahalach and Rashi's Bachov Koina Mashkin means in the Mashkin lik the choif. So if that's not true when it comes to Shaloi B'shas Alvasoi, so then, what does it have to do with? They have nothing to do with each other. No, it's not being mechadish a new type of kinyan according to Rashi. All Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin means is I put the choyv in the mashkin. So did I put it in the mashkin b'shas alva? Did I not put it in the mashkin b'shas alva? It's not a new kinyan. Tosfos L'shitasa understands Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin doesn't mean that you put the choyv in the mashkin. What does it mean? Because you have it in Shem Yisachar. It means it's a kinyan l'guvayna. It's like this chetzi kinyan that I'm having over here in the mashkin, which is giving me a shem bailam. So says Tosfos. So then, when I do it shelo b'shas alva, it gives me a complete shem bailam. B'shas alva, it also gives me a kinyan l'shibud. It's also a kinyan azah, which is enough to mekadesh an isha. That's what Tosfos understands, that this whole Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin is this new type of newfangled kinyan, which is not a regular kinyan. According to Rashi, what is Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin? I mean, just that in the mashkin, like the choyv, so then there's nothing to learn over here of a new type of kinyan. L'choyre goes l'shitase. So what's the pshat? The Gemara brings a raya, Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin. What?
The kinyan is only for collection.
According to Tosfos, the kinyan is only govain of our raya. You have a din shem esachar. According to Rashi, the Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin, you have a din yuchayv and oinsim because you have a full kinyan. That's the shach says the raya, the lashon of the Gemara is mashma like Rashi. But Tosfos says no. The Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin, you still only have a din shem esachar. Why am I shem esachar if I'm Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin? So the kinyan is only le'inyan govaina. It's a kinyan lechatzoyin is lashon of the Tosfos Riya Zaken, the Pnei Yeshua. It's a kinyan lechatzoyin. Yeah. Al koponim. The Gemara says, "What's the raya of Baal Choyv Koina Mashkin?" Says the Gemara from the pasuk, "Lachot yet staka, imeina koina staka minayin, mikan lebaal choyv shekoina mashkin." It says that when you give back the mashkin at night, so then it's a staka for you. If you wasn't koina, if you're not koina, why is it considered you're giving staka? It's his. You're just giving him his thing. Must be Baal Choyv is koina mashkin. What does that mean? If you look in the Rashi and Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, those that have Lakute Rashi. Rashi says, You're returning the mashkin. Ksiv. Ze davar akoniloi vim ein akoin et stoka bashkova zuminayin al shloi shochav. Rashi seems to say that stoka is stoka bahai shchiva sheshochav bisim losai. There's stoka in the fact that he allowed him to sleep sheshochav bisim losai.
Like his shirt.
Sounds like the shirt belongs to the Malveh. Shehishiloi, and he's like lending it to him. Rashi seems to understand Mamish that his Mamish Koine belongs now to the Malveh. The Malveh is being mashalit to him. That's the way Rashi understands. The fact that I'm giving it to you, that you should be shoychev on it, that's called tzedakah. Toisvis is bothered. Says Toisvis, by us, vim toimer ikat tzedakah mashiach sulishkavalov. Even if Balchov is not going to mashkin, just the fact that you give it back to him, why is that not called tzedakah? Why is Balchov to be going to mashkin? Yesh loimer, says Toisvis, the daik mi dechsiv v'shochav b'sim losoi u'beirachecha. If you don't have a koin alei, m'kei kishim avorecha ani, havalei ribis dvarim. Says Toisvis, if it's still alone, so when I give him back the mashkan, the pasuk says you're going to give him a bracha, how could you give him a bracha l'chayr, it's ribis dvarim. Frek Toisvis, it's ribis dvarim. So it must be that he owns it. Now this is a peligatosis, because our Gemara doesn't really make any mention of the fact that it's coming off of the pasuk of Beirachacha. The Gemara just says, Balchov koin amashkin, because it says in the pasuk, tztaka. So he's saying, no, it's not from the tztaka, it's from the fact that it says that you're going to give him a bracha. And if you don't, how could you give him a bracha if it's ribis dvarim? So the Achronim bring over here that there's a pel, it sounds like from Tosis, ribis dvarim is a issur d'oraisa. The Ran says Ribis Dvarim is only Dirabonah. It sounds like from Tosfos that over here Tosfos understanding this is called Ribis. We're going on a pasuk. Tosfos is minayin lebalchus. You're going to ask him from a pasuk. Says Tosfos from the pasuk, from the fact that you said thank you, it must be that you own it, because or else it's Ribis Dvarim. Ribis Dvarim on a diaraisa. It's vice the chois. Achronim say from here that it is, that Ribis Dvarim is considered diaraisa.
Still like
oh, that's the next question.
Tosfos says you have to do it.
That's the answer. You saw it. He says, that's what he says. So it's follows. So says, frekt the Bris Yaakov, that even if you want to say that it's Ribis D'Oraisa, but it's not Ribis Ksutza. Ribis D'Oraisa is only Ksutza. It's only when you tell, when you make up that you're doing it. So why over here is this considered Ribis D'Oraisa? Says Rav Moshe Finkel, the Pasuk says, Ubei Rachacha, give him a bracha. That's called Ribis Ksutza. The Pasuk says that you're going to give him a bracha. So you see him over here, Rabbi, he says it's also to give a person a bracha after he lends you money. Someone lends you money, you say thank you very much. So there's a whole shiloh about saying thank you. So it seems that the place can say thank you is like already, that's just like, that's considered just common courtesy, just regular manners. So thank you, allowed to say. But what Taka not allowed to do is if a person lends you money, you're not allowed to give him all this like heap praises on it, says, wow, you're the greatest, thank you so much, I can't believe, can't overdo it. If you overdo it, you're over on Ribis Dvarim. Yeah.
Why is it still not Ribis Dvarim? You know, he ends up paying him back the money and then ends up saving the results.
Why is it still not Ribis Dvarim? No, because he's giving him the bracha for giving him the mashkin. He's not giving the bracha for giving him the loan. Hey, the Hanami, for giving the loan, you're not allowed to give him a bracha. But for giving him the mashkin, that's a different thing. There, he's kind of the mashkin, so he's lending him his mashkin. Therefore, no, he's going to give him back the mashkin, and then he's going to afterwards pay him. Eventually, he's hoping to pay him. That's not thank you for the choy, that's thank you for the mashkin. That's Tosfos' first teretz. Says Tosfos another teretz, v'yesh mefarshim, delo mikri tztoka, ela hanoisin mishaloi. Stuck is only when you give something that's yours. I have a mashkin, so therefore I'm in a position to cause you difficulty. But what does stucka mean? Stucka is only when something is yours. If it's not yours, so then it's not called stucka. So therefore, it must be that stucka is the fact that it's obviously yours. That's what Tosfos says. Why is tztaka only something that's yours? Perhaps it's based on the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Tztaka. The Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Tztaka says that the yisoid of tztaka is for a person to realize that the money that a person has, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, is not really his, and really belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the yisoid of tztaka. The yisoid of tztaka is to realize that when a person, a mashal amad over daima, if a person would lend someone $1,000, and he'd say to him, listen, you could keep this money, long-term loan. But if my kids ever come ask you for the money, I want you to give it back to them. And then he said, his kids come and ask for the money. Would you consider him like this crazy nice guy because he's giving the money to the person's kids? For sure not. He's the one who lent you the money. He said, I'm coming to collect the money. When are my kids? Says the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a lot of money, and my children, Aniyim, when they come to ask you for money, I want you to give it back to me. And giving money to the Aniyim is like giving money back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yisrael of Tztaka is realizing that the money is not your money. Our money is not really ours. It really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea of tztaka only applies when the money belongs to you. Then you can mechavin that the money is kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But if it's anyway not yours, tztaka not tztaka. That's what Tosfos is saying. What's Open Gemara?
It says tztaka mishakavatino.
No, it says in the pasuk tzaddik mishal chavetein loy. It doesn't say it's only tztaka if it's mishal chav. It just says you can give tztaka from yours. Doesn't mean that if it's not yours, it's not tztaka. It's for sure maybe bigger tztaka, more tztaka. It doesn't mean mechadish. It's not called tztaka. It's not nichlal and tztaka unless it's yours. That's tztaka achidish. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. Okay. What's Dr. Gemara Vaiter? Says the Gemara a story. Says the Gemara, V'nei Rav Huna Bar Oven, Zavanahu Amsa. V'nei Rav Huna Bar Oven, they bought a maidservant, Bepriti, and they bought her for to give Naprutos, Prutos of Nechoshech. Lohave Ba'adayhu, they did not have the Prutos with her. So, Oisivi Naschi Alo. So instead, they gave a mashkin. The mashkin was nascha. Nascha is a slab of silver. L'soifiyakar amsa. The amsa went up in value. Also, look, Amid Rav Ami. Came in front of Rav Ami. They wanted.
Take more from the mashkin.
They wanted now to the Amsa wanted to back out because now it's worth a lot more money. So she wanted to get more. She wanted to get paid more. So also kamei Rav Ami Amar Luhu Priti Ein Kan Nascha Ein Kan. Same way we said before, Mana Ein Kan Mashkin Ein Kan. Priti is the mana, is the money. Priti Ein Kan Nascha Ein Kan. And there's no naska. What?
There's a chiyuv here.
What do you mean there's a chiyuv?
They owed her the money. The problem with mana and yes, mashkin and kan is because you didn't have.
There's no kinyan. No kinyan happened over here. Being that we're talking about an amma, because being that we're talking about an amma, so an amma would have been nikna bekesef. I didn't give kesef. I gave the mashkin instead. I kind of hoping that the mashkin would kind of like create the kinyan. But they said back it didn't. Mana and kan. You didn't give a mana. Mashkin and kan. So therefore. No kinyan. No kinyan. So everything is still up in the air. Can you be chayzer?
Yeah.
You could be chayzer. So you see over here, you could be chayzer. Says the Rif, from over here, it seems in the Gemara that not only is there no kinyan, but there isn't even a mishapara. The Rif in Bava Metzia brings it right from our sugya, because it sounds like they came in front of Rav Ami, and Rav Ami said, No kinyan. Sounds like Rami is saying, do whatever you want. It's all up in the air. According to Rav Am, according to the Rif, says the Rif, therefore, I see there isn't even here a Mishapara. No Mishapara. I gave you a Mashkin. I'll give you back the Mashkin. And that's it. No kinyan happened. No, nothing. What does Mishapara mean? Mishapara is usually the halacha is that that you can be koina karka with kesef. Metalton, you can't be koina with kesef until you do some sort of kinyan. What happens if I gave kesef for metalton and I didn't do the kinyan yet, but I gave the kesef already, and they want to back out? So then you have a Mishapara, which means that you have the right to say on him, like it's almost like a curse. Mishapara, me'anche dor mabul, me'dor afloga, hu yipar misha'eno emin b'diburoi. So I have the ability to kind of like to curse them, to say that they did something incorrect. So do you have a Mishapara in our case? Says the Rif. It sounds from Rav Amma. There's no Mishapara. He says, what did he say? Rav Ami said, Priti enkan nasche enkan. Sounds like no problem. Everything is 100% fine. The Ramban argues. Ramban says, for sure there's a Mishapara over here. Why shouldn't there be a Mishapara? What do you mean? He gave me a mashkin. We made a deal. He gave me a mashkin. And, for sure the kinyan didn't happen, but at least the Mishapara there should be. Rav Ami didn't mention it. He doesn't always have to mention the Mishapara. He's saying, look, you wonder if the kinyan happened? No kinyan. Mishapara is a different discussion. You want to discuss Mishapara? We can discuss Mishapara, but he didn't mention it. Doesn't mean that there's no Mishapara just because it wasn't mentioned. So we have a machlekes over here in our sugya if there's a Mishapara or there isn't a Mishapara. So what's the machlekes? What's the machlekes? Perhaps the machlekes might have shaychus to what we spoke about before. What's stam pshat and mana inkan mashkin inkan? We spoke about mana inkan mashkin inkan. What does it mean? Rashi says mana inkan hilkoch mashkin inkan, which we said is also pshat in the Ravid mana inkan hilkoch mashkin inkan, which means that you can't have a mashkin if you don't have a mana. So did he really give a mashkin? He thought he gave a mashkin. But mashkin inkan means there is no mashkin. There was no mashkin given. I don't even know if it's telling Reb Chaim. We're saying it might have to do with Reb Chaim, but we're saying that a mashkin is on a choiv. If there's no choiv, there's no mashkin. So therefore, there is no mashkin here. So I didn't really give you. I said I'm giving you a mashkin. Did I really give you a mashkin? No, so I didn't do my side of the bargain, you didn't do your side of the bargain, you didn't give me a mashkin. Because that mashkin doesn't have a Torah's mashkin, bechlal. That's if you go like Rashi. If you go like the Pshat we saw on Tosfos and the other Rishonim, the Rajba says that it doesn't mean that the mashkin isn't a mashkin. It's just, you can't be koina with the mashkin. Why not? Because I didn't give the mashkin to Torah's kinyan. I gave the mashkin in order that, I wanted to be nikkus with the mona. He said, it's gotchi libe mona. And I gave a mashkin. So you can't be koina the isha with the mashkin because I didn't give the mashkin to Torah's kinyan of mashkin. I gave the mashkin to Torah's that it should just be a mashkin. So there is a mashkin here, but it's not going to create a kinyan. Okay, it won't create a kinyan, but chachik, it should create a mishapara. After all, I gave you the mashkin. In a chanami, it would create a mishapara. Maybe that could be the machlekes. But perhaps we could say something else. If you look in the way that the Nunki Yosef brings the riff, he says, pshat on the riff is, any time that, when is there going to be a mishapara? Only if midyoy raisa, there would be a kinyan. By karka, there'll be a mishapara by metaltalin. There has to be a precedent by somewhere else where there'd be a kinyan with this transaction. It's not kinda here, but then it'll be enough to make a mishapara. So for example, regular kesef creates kinyan by karka, doesn't create kinyan by metaltalin. So since it creates kinyan by karka, it'll create a mishapara by metaltalin. Mashkin doesn't create kinyan on anything. So being that mashkin can't create kinyan, it doesn't create a mishapara. That's the way that Nunki Yosef understands pshat in the Rif. The shaila is, what's the havana in that? What does that have to do? If kesef creates kinyan on karka, therefore creates mishapara on metaltalin, what does that have to do one with the other? Perhaps the pshat is as follows. We know Rabbi say every takanas chachamim has a sibas ha-takana. The reason why the chacham made the takana, aside from the sibas ha-takana, there's a getter for the takana. There's the chacham made a certain structure. They put it into a certain framework. There's the vas, and there's the Farvas. Farvas is the Sibus HaTakana. Why did Chacham do this? Chacham made a Mishapara. Chacham said, this is a sly move. This is trick. This is underhanded. This is something we don't like people pulling out of deals. So you made a deal. You made a deal. Stick to your deal. That's the Chacham instituted a Takana called a Mishapara. But what's the getter of the Mishapara? What's the Vos state in the Mishapara? Chacham said as follows. Midirabanon. This is going to be considered a Kinyan. This is a Kinyan Midirabanon. So even though midyai raisa kesef is not koyne metaltalin, midrabanan kesef is koyne metaltalin. The inyan that you're going to get in shapara. Midyai raisa kesef is only koyne karka. Midrabanan kesef is going to be koyne metaltalin. The inyan mishapara. But if that's the shot in the getter of the chachamim, so then we say as follows: when do the chacham make a mishapara? Only if you did something that's a ma'aseh kinyan. They could say midrabanan, we're machshev this to a kinyan midrabanan, like kesef. Kesef, which is a kinyan midiraisa. So we say midrabanan, this kinyan will work also for metaltalin. Aber mashkin isn't a kinyan bechlal. So when the chacham come and say we're upset at you, yeah, but what's the getter of the takanas of the chachamim? You have to make this a kinyan midrabanan. Mashkin is bechlal not a kinyan. Therefore, the chacham said there's not going to be any din mishapara when it comes to a mashkin. That's the chorab pshat. Beis Hashem b'li neder. We have the next sugya over here that we basically did a shloma on the sugya of balchov koina mashkin. There's only one nakuda which is just the stam an interesting diuk to me. The Tosfos seems to say that the tztaka that's involved is in the giving back of the object. Mashi sheyachser loy lishkoiv alav. You give it back to him in order to sit on it, sleep on it. And Rashi seems to say it's the etzem shchiva is the tzaka. Listen, if that's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. The next sugya the Gemara speaks about is what happens if a man says to a woman, "Iskachili b'mana, natlosay v'zarkosa le'yam." She takes it and she throws it into the sea. So she took it. Do you say that mekudesh is because she took it, or do you say that she's obviously showing her disgust, or I was looking for another word, distest is another word like that, but disdain, and that she detests him because she threw it away. That's the Gemara is going to speak about. In other cases, she says Tnei Lekelef, Tnei Agabe Sela, Beis Hashem B'li Neder. We will continue with that hopefully tomorrow.